Well, we're very happy given that the markets in commodities have sharply declined the last 12 months to be able to pay our farmers $6, second successive $6 farm gate price, and a net profit line of $21 million is a strong result in the face of declining commodities. The important thing, Nikolai, is that this good result has been brought about by a strategy that has focused on shifting away from the things we can't control, which is volatile dairy commodities, and focusing on value-add consumer and nutritional products. We've been very strong on that narrative. 3 years ago, we wanted the business to be positioned away from volatility and into the stable markets. Today, 30% of our sales are in these volatile commodities. 4 years ago, more than 50% were in these commodities.
Will you still feel some pressure, though, given the like you say, huge drops? Will that still put you under pressure to drop prices to your suppliers this coming season?
We think the prices have bottomed. I mean, they are at historic lows, we think the market is responding at the moment. There's a contraction in supply by the big exporting regions. New Zealand is down, expecting to be down 2%. Next year, America is already, US is already down 10% for the year, and the EU growth is expected to be between 0.4 and 0.7%. So we think that's the stimulus that will put a floor behind the price expectations going forward, and we should be seeing a slight increase in the next few months, and hopefully a stronger growth in prices in the second half of this year.
As you note, though, in your release today, you say that if commodity prices strengthen, you'll be able to hold up prices, but if things don't go your way, the financial year 16 available Southern milk price is more likely to be in the range of $5.60 to $5.90. That's correct, isn't it?
That's correct. If the markets continue to deteriorate and things go outside of our control, we could be somewhere between 560 and 590. But we think, for the factors I raised earlier, the markets have bottomed. We think they should strengthen given the contraction in supply from the major exporting regions. And given the initiatives that we have, we're still targeting to hit our PDS number of 605.
Now, the Murray-Goulburn Unit Trust, which launched with pretty big fanfare almost 2 months ago, it floated at $2.10. It's now sitting at $1.85, so a drop of about 10%. Is that disappointing to you and to the unit trust holders?
Well, I mean, CEOs don't comment on unit price or share price. I mean, I have no control over the unit price. What I have control over is my business, my strategy, and my performance of the organization and the markets. As you saw, this year we paid $6. This is the second consecutive $6 price. This year we're focusing on delivering our commitments to 605. That's what matters to me. Markets will work their own issues and do their own thing. My focus is on my business.
Do you expect, though, that some unit trust holders will be disappointed because they came in thinking this was going to be a good thing? They might be seeing more money coming in, and in fact the prices have dropped.
Yeah, I think investors have a long-term view on dairy and its attractiveness, particularly in a business like ours that is a large business, low-cost business, efficient business that has domiciled in consumer and value-add products, both in Australia as well as in Asia. Over the long term, this will pay off and this will deliver shareholder value.
And just briefly, the $500 million raised from that, when will that start being spent and being built?
Well, we are in capital investment right now. We are building a brand new consumer cheese line in Cobram. That's happening as we speak. We are in the final phase of finalising the design of our long-life milk plant, and we're also in the final phases of negotiating supply contracts for nutritional. So the capital raising is about funding a world-class manufacturing footprint that will give us additional capability and capacity to supply these value-added products that will give us immunity from the volatile commodity markets.
Now, an NG spokeswoman has recently been quoted in the media saying you're not actively recruiting suppliers at the moment, because you've got enough supply. It's a pretty big turnaround from maybe 6 or 12 months ago, not just Murray-Goulburn, but everyone was chasing milk. It is a pretty significant shift, isn't it?
Well, we're big on growth. We want to grow the pool. We want to grow our business in the international markets. The current circumstance we find ourselves in is, we're not turning away suppliers. We're just taking the details and we'll be maintaining contact with them as we build the additional capacity that we talked about earlier, the consumer cheese and UHT and other things. At the moment, our dairy foods facilities, this is the value-add products, are flat chat maximized for production, so we can't really fit additional supply into those. More capacity will come on stream over the next 12 months, and as we do that, we will be bringing on additional milk into that supply chain.
Looking forward, the obviously huge volatility in China's financial markets recently, that spills over into consumer confidence. How will that affect Murray Goulburn?
Well, China is part of... It's an important part of our strategy. It's a short-term, medium-term, long-term. China is a big opportunity for us. China is undergoing a transition from an export-led manufacturing economy to a consumption economy. We're seeing that through the ongoing sales of our consumer products in China. That's a good thing for MG because we are specializing in producing value-add consumer products made in Australia, good quality, safe products made in Australia directly to the consumers of China. So as the market, as the economy transitions to a consumption economy, this will bode well for us.